WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The 2010 hurricane season officially got underway today, June the 1st, so it seemed appropriate to tackle a tropical acronym. So how about CDO? CDO stands for Central Dense Overcast and typically refers to the cirrus cloud shield that results from the thunderstorms in the eye wall of a tropical cyclone and its rain bands. Before a tropical cyclone reaches hurricane strength, that's 64 knots or 74 miles an hour, typically the CDO uniformly shows the cold cloud tops of the cirrus with no eye apparent. Once the storm reaches the hurricane strength threshold, usually an eye can be seen in either the infrared or visible channels of the satellite view. Tropical cyclones that have nearly circular CDOs are indicative of favorable low vertical shear environments. Now, when we think of hurricane forecasting in the United States, we probably think first of the National Hurricane Center. But did you know there are actually six regional tropical cyclone warning centers responsible for naming tropical cyclones and the issuance of advisories and warnings? Besides the National Hurricane Center, which is responsible for the Atlantic and Northeast Pacific Ocean, there is the Fiji Meteorological Service for the Southwest Pacific, the French Meteorological Service in Reunion Island for the Southwest Indian Ocean, the India Meteorological Service for the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, the Japanese Meteorological Service for the Western North Pacific and the South China Sea, and the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Hawaii handling the Central North Pacific. Well, that's a worldwide collection of tropical warning centers. If you have a question about the weather, you can send it via email to question@weatherbrains.com.